Blake Ida joins us now on the Peoria Chiefs pregame show, and coming off a 9-strikeout start yesterday, 4 2/3 innings. First of all, congrats and thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Walk us through the adjustments you made from start one to start two.
Start one, I think I was just kind of getting the first game jitters out of the way, kind of trying to be too perfect on the mound, kind of trying to spot everything up, putting it in the perfect spot instead of just letting the hitters beat me, kind of just competing with all my stuff in the zone. This offseason was pretty big for me, gained 2 pitches, increased like just the overall quality of the arsenal. So I think going out there for my first outing, I was trying to be too perfect with everything. And then yesterday, the focus was just kind of throw it down the middle, let it work, let it move, and let the hitters beat you. And it just happened to be a good day for me out there yesterday.
What is that process like, adding pitches? I can't imagine it's very easy.
Yeah, I mean, in college, I was only a 3-pitch guy, so it was always pretty tough for me to kind of learn how to do the whole throw a change up, everything like that. But getting into pro ball, there you have all the resources. I mean, slow-mo cameras, super smart coaches, like they know exactly where to put a finger here to make it do this or something like that. So just very thankful for the Red Sox my first year to be able to kind of learn those things and then be able to apply it into my own offseason by myself, kind of just taking in the information that they taught me. So adding those pitches this offseason and just kind of the quality and like the feel for like the location of each pitch was huge. It's never easy, but it's fun to do as well. So I think it's just helpful in general, especially as a starter who's not out there throwing 98 to 100 with their fastballs. Like, you kind of need some different shapes and different movements. So adding everything I could to just kind of keep every hitter off balance was the goal.
And that sweeper of yours, bread and butter, I mean, that's what all the scouting reports say. When did you realize that pitch could be pretty darn good and effective?
So I've thrown that pitch since high school. And I didn't know it was a sweeper until last year I got into pro ball, and we found out that there were different names for different sliders. Always called it a slider, always threw it the same, always had the same movement. It's kind of just gone up in velo, gone up in everything. It's just gotten better over the years, because the more you throw it, the better it gets. And I just have a lot of feel for it because I have been throwing it for so long. So, like, it's just one of those pitches for me that if I need a reset, that's my reset instead of the normal reset being the fastball. Mine's the sweeper.
Sure. Now, taking a step back and looking at your career, you know, you were kind of under-recruited coming out of high school. It was a tough time with COVID. Walk us through your path from high school to taking a gap year to Kennesaw State and to now.
Yeah, so going into high school my freshman year, I was 5'5", 160 pounds, just a little guy, not very athletic, was throwing maybe 70 miles an hour, and as we all know, that doesn't really play. But junior year was COVID year for me, and of course, no recruiting, and I gained 7 inches in my height and also gained 30 pounds, also gained about 10 miles an hour, and so very thankful for that, but it was really bad timing. So I was only getting some D2, some JUCO offers, and nothing against that. Like, that's a great tool, especially these days. But I bet on myself and was like, I'm already young for my grade. I graduated high school at 17 years old and decided to take the gap year and start playing summer ball as a 2022 grad instead of 2021. And D1 offers started flowing in. And then Kennesaw State was 20 minutes away from home. Wasn't the most ideal spot for me. It was super close to home. Didn't really want that because I wanted kind of the college aspect to baseball as well. But went on campus, met the coaches, and it didn't even feel like I was 20 minutes away from home. Like, it just felt like home as well. So I couldn't thank them enough for what they did for my development and for my career. I mean, learned how to be a reliever my freshman year, and that was basically like, I know I'm not a reliever, but I want to do everything I can to help the team win. Yeah. Led the bullpen in innings my freshman year, went to the Cape, threw 20 more innings out of the bullpen there, and then threw 86 innings as a starter the next year, and then got drafted by the Red Sox. So
it's quite the path. Yeah. And you ran into our guy Tanner Franklin at Kennesaw State. You were roommates for what, at least 1 year there?
A semester. We were roommates for a semester, and then they switched some things around. We weren't the most disciplined team our freshman year. So there were some switches around the coaches made and stuff like that as roommates, and kind of just putting some kids in different rooms to kind of switch some things around. I mean, as coaches do. But no, we were teammates for 2 years. I got drafted. He transferred to Tennessee.
Worked out okay, and then here you guys are.
Yep.
Kind of jumping back and looking at last year, what was maybe the biggest thing that you learned in your first year in the pros?
With the Red Sox, we focused a lot on development through low A and high A. So kind of just going from, like I said a minute ago, about competing and learning how to just compete for the team in college, kind of just – I wouldn't say taking that aspect out of my game, because that'll always be in my game, but kind of getting a little bit individual was something I had to learn, especially in the low A, high A levels. Like, as you start creeping up into double A, triple A, like, it starts to become a team aspect. Like, you're creeping on the door. Like, you're knocking on the door to the big leagues. But low A, high A, you're there for a reason. There's something to develop. There's something to get better at so you can get to those levels. And so I had to realize that fast, because there were games where I would give up a bunch of weak singles and I'd be super mad, but then I'd look at my process the next day and it would be really good. And it's like, okay, well, you're looking at the box score and you're seeing one thing, but then you're looking at your process the next day and it's something different. And some days your process is good and some days it's bad, but the box score could be completely opposite. So kind of learning that and being able to reflect the right way instead of looking at the box score, because the box score is not always correct. I mean, you can give up a 70-mile-an-hour double and 2 runs score. Like, that's not a hit always. But yeah, just kind of realizing that. But I think I'll never get to the point where baseball's individual for me. I can't play baseball not competing for the team. Like, I've got to go out there and put up zeros for my team. I can't put up zeros for myself.
Yeah. And that's a good thing, I think, that a lot of guys can tend to lose in the minors. You know, getting traded earlier in your career has to be kind of difficult, but I know we talked about it before your start last week. Kind of an honor in a way. Yeah. How do you look at being traded?
So I think it all depends on the player, like how you look at being traded. I think for me, I look at it as another opportunity. I think – it's the Cardinals picked me for a reason. The Cardinals didn't go in and pick two players or pick one player in the trade and then just say, okay, you can pick the other two. No, the Cardinals picked the three players they wanted to for Wilson Contreras. So they picked me. I saw that I got traded. I mean, I love the Red Sox, love what they gave me, the opportunity. But I love the Cardinals now. Like, the Cardinals are my team now. They gave me a new opportunity, and they, like, showed a new love for me. Like, they showed that they value me more than maybe the Red Sox did. Who knows, you know? But, like, they show the value by trading you, and, like, you can't really feel too upset about that.
Yeah.
Like, the team likes you. They want you. Yeah. Go play for them.
Blake, really appreciate the conversation and the honesty, and best of luck the rest of the way. It's been fun.
Thank you.